It's time for Mike Detective, Unlicensed and Uninsured Private Eye, Episode 7. Ooh, 7 is a place on Earth.
Sometimes solving mysteries is as easy as it is to make a woman come. Almost impossible. And sometimes solving mysteries is as hard as my cock when I'm having a sexual intercourse. Which is to say, not at all. This particular case was somewhere in between. Tawny Nacho and I were at the horse racetrack looking for a missing sister, hiding out in the stall when two goons brought in someone we couldn't see and shot her. Speaking of horses, if the person they shot turned out to be her sister, Tawny's emotional state would soon be like how a rapper references the way a horse walks. Distraught.
If you're not gonna talk, we don't have much use for you.
Stephanie, no!
I did it. I killed that whore. I killed a horse.
Hey, you two. We're jumping out of the next stall right here. You killed a what?
I thought you killed my sister, but you just shot a horse?
Yeah, we're scientists. We were trying to prove that horses can talk.
But this one wouldn't, even though her name was Mrs. Big Mouth. So we shot her.
Yeah, and now we take her to the glue factory.
You know, the last time we went there, my hand got stuck knocking on the door.
Wait a second. We're not interested in your very logical and humane-sounding experiments. We're just looking for a girl. A girl by the name of Stephanie Client.
Oh, yeah. She was here earlier. But a couple of goons took her somewhere. To a, what do you call it? An illicit establishment that dispenses alcoholic beverages?
Speakeasy?
Okay. They took her to an illicit establishment that dispenses alcoholic beverages.
Oh, a hooch bar. Do you know the name of the joint?
Sorry, pal. Can't help you.
Looks like Tawny and I were rolling snake eyes. I knew there was only one man who could help me find the name of this bar. My informant slash family physician slash auto expert, Dr. Gene Tuscan.
Sure, Mike. I know what bar he was talking about. It's called Sorry Pal Can't Help You.
Damn it! Why aren't I a better listener?
Say, while you're here, Mike, do you mind if I check out that lump in your shorts?
You mean the cancerous knot on my testicles?
Well, I was referring to your boner, but maybe I should operate on that thing, too.
And then Dr. Gene opened up my ballsack like a kid on Christmas morning. But instead of finding presents under this knotty pine, what he found was the gift of cancer. He mumbled something to me about having 2 weeks to, I don't know, something that rhymes with live. But who has time for all that shit? I had a missing girl to find.
Are you sure it's around here, Mike?
Let's ask this guy. Hey, buddy, you know where I can find a local bar? I'm blanking on the name.
Sorry, pal. Can't help you?
That's all right. Thanks anyway. Oh, there it is. Right in front of us. Let's head in.
Password.
Okay, I have an idea. Is it password?
No.
ABCDE1234?
Sorry.
Okay, let's look around in our line of vision for some kind of clue.
Doorknob.
Sidewalk.
Brick in building.
Dumpster?
Homeless guy?
Street. Let's go with street. Is the password street?
I'm sorry, your password must contain at least 8 characters, including one number.
Street 69.
Dumpster 42.
Sorry. Would you like a hint emailed to you?
Sure. What was the name of your first pet growing up? Oh yeah, I had a dog named Mike. Is the password Mike?
You got it.
Your dog was named Mike?
Sure was, and I grew up on Detective Avenue, so my porn name is pretty funny sounding. It's Mike Detective. P.S. I dabble in porn acting.
Mike, this speakeasy makes me feel uneasy. Look on the stage. Are those Can-Can girls?
I don't know. I can't see without my glasses.
What is this, the King's Speech?
Never heard of it, but good luck at the Oscars, boys.
What's that strange music they're dancing to?
I'm not too into music, but I believe it's either Do the Bart Man or maybe Party Man from Prince's Batman soundtrack. Whichever one it is of those two, it's a classic that time will never forget.
Look, up there on the stage.
Gladly. Which one?
The girl over there in the corner.
No, I meant which boob.
Mike, it's as plain as the nose on her face, as well as the rest of her face. It's my twin sister, Stephanie.
Why is Stephanie stripping on stage? Will she shake what her mama gave her, or what someone else gave her? And how did we ever get the rights to play Do the Bartman? We had to pay Bart Simpson $20,000. That's how. Find out the answers to the other questions next time on Mike Detective.
I did the Bartman. Why shouldn't you?
This has been an Earwolf Media production. Executive producers Jeff Ulrich and Scott Aukerman. For more information, visit earwolf.com.